with BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In the 1970s, journalist Carl Bernstein was caught up in a national trauma, Watergate, and his reporting with Bob Woodward led to the fall of Richard Nixon.
As a child, I had been in the midst of another great national trauma, which was McCarthyism. My parents had been hauled before congressional committees and took the Fifth Amendment. My family had been under surveillance for 30-something years. The FBI had come to my bar mitzvah.
Carl Bernstein writes about the McCarthy era in his memoir, Loyalties.
I knew that, like in Watergate and all the President's men, that by telling the small story, that I would be able, as we did in all the President's men, to give the larger history.
Carl Bernstein began the book in 1978.
And then I became blocked, or so I thought, and I didn't return to the book until 1984. It's clear to me now I was too young to do the book.
Bernstein's parents didn't want him to write the book.
They feared that it would bring up in their lives again the terrible things that they went through during the witch hunts. And yet I see this book as their last great act.
Carl Bernstein's father was a union activist who defended government workers who were hauled before loyalty boards. Both of Bernstein's parents took the Fifth Amendment when called before Senate and House committees.
There's a great secret in this book, and that is that my parents were members of the Communist Party for a brief period.
Carl Bernstein, his memoir Loyalties, is a study of a disturbing period in America's history, published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When Carl Bernstein was 10 years old and growing up in Washington, his mother was called before the House Un-American Activities Committee, where she took the Fifth when she was asked if she was a communist.
The next day when I got to school, some kid on the playground said, "Bernstein, your mother's a communist," and I got into the worst fight I ever got into as a child.
In his memoir, Loyalties, Carl Bernstein writes of the communist witch hunts of the 1940s and 50s and the ordeal of his politically active parents.
My parents were kept under observation, physical surveillance, electronic surveillance, telephone taps, followed for more than 30 years.
Bernstein's father was a labor organizer who defended some 500 government employees whose loyalty had been challenged. The FBI amassed some 2,500 pages of files about the Bernsteins.
Interestingly enough, the FBI and all those 2,500 pages was never able to establish that my father was a member of the Communist Party.
But Bernstein reveals in Loyalties that his father and mother were Communist Party members in the 1940s, but they were hardly subversive.
They fought for desegregation, they opposed fascism, and they fought for the rights of union members and for the right to organize.
Smeared by congressional investigations, Bernstein's father found it hard to get work.
He had to open a neighborhood laundry, 26 laundry machines filled with dirty socks and underwear in a poor black neighborhood in Washington. My father couldn't work for another 7 years.
Carl Bernstein tells the story in Loyalties, published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Carl Bernstein is the former Washington Post reporter whose coverage of Watergate helped to bring down the Nixon presidency.
I've gone back and taken all the skills that I've acquired as a reporter over 25, 27 years, and I've now turned those skills not on Richard Nixon, but on Carl Bernstein and on his parents.
In his memoir, Loyalties, Carl Bernstein describes how his left-leaning parents were caught up in the paranoia of the Cold War years of the 1940s and 50s. A major political figure of the day gave Bernstein an astonishing piece of information.
Clark Clifford, the eminence of Democratic Party politics for two generations, tells me, "Carl, there was never a real loyalty problem in this country. We made it up so that Harry Truman could be reelected."
Bernstein's labor organizer father defended hundreds of government workers whose loyalty was challenged.
Happily, he saved the transcripts and his notes, kept them under the steps in our house in Washington so the FBI would never take them away while we were under surveillance.
Bernstein says that in those transcripts is the hidden history of the post-war era. Carol Bernstein says he doesn't miss daily journalism.
But I love now seeing my work as a kind of continuum. You know, there's All the President's Men, and there's The Final Days, and out of those two books flows Loyalties, this memoir of my childhood and my parents. And now I'm about to start a book on the American press.
Simon & Schuster published Loyalties by Carol Bernstein, who still won't say who Deep Throat was. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.